This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Shanine McClain, the mother of Elijah who died after being violently arrested in Aurora in 2019, visited the White House today for the signing of President Joe Biden's executive order on police reform. The order bans chokeholds and will create a database of office misconduct, but it only applies to federal law enforcement. However, McClain says the order doesn't go far enough and that the reforms wouldn't have kept her son alive. She also indicated the visit may have inspired her to run for office. Governor Polis has signed a new law to address the rising rate of fentanyl use and fentanyl-related deaths. The law increases penalties for dealers and funds safety measures like fentanyl test strips and anti-overdose medication. It also allows prosecutors to charge users with a felony if they're caught with 1 gram or more of any substance containing fentanyl. Backers say the felony charge is needed leverage to get addicts into treatment, while opponents argue it criminalizes a physical and mental health issue. A proposal to pump water from the San Luis Valley to Douglas County is on hold. During a work session yesterday, County Commissioner Abe Layden voted against using $10 million in federal COVID relief funds for the project, which would have gone to a company called Renewable Water Resources to buy water from San Luis farmers and ranchers and pump it north.
Right now, there are simply too significant and enormous of hurdles for us to move forward with this project right now.
Layden said he'd still consider the proposal in the future, but said the company would need to address other concerns county attorneys raised about the project. Right now in Denver, it is 67 degrees and partly cloudy. Expect mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 46. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.